Hi, I'm Margaret Piggott, and these are my KHNS memories.
Originally from Scotland, Margaret Piggott was living in England at the outbreak of World War II. During the Blitz, she was one of many children evacuated to the countryside as major cities were bombed. After the war, she became a competitive hiker in the UK and trained as a physical therapist before coming to the United States. In 1969, she made Haynes her home, the population being less than 500. A lover of nature, she continued hiking and wrote Haynes is for Hikers, the first pamphlet for Haynes tourism aimed at those who enjoyed hiking. In 1974, she published her first book, Discover Southeastern Alaska with Pack and Paddle, chronicling dozens of hikes and a near two-week paddle trip between Juneau and Angoon. Most recently, she published No Place to Pee, a memoir of her time in the mid-70s as one of the only women working on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Throughout it all, Piggott maintained a deep appreciation of classical music. She would share this appreciation with the Upper Lynn Canal as the first classical presenter on KHNS Public Radio, as KHNS founder Deborah Schnabel recalls.
I do recall Margaret as a very dedicated and enthusiastic presenter, I guess, for all things classical. And what made her, I think, so popular, I guess, if you could say that about a classical player. You know, her accent, her British accent, I think, is just so attractive to those of us.
The classical show, begun in the 1980s, continues to this day as Allegro Monantropo. Despite suffering a stroke in 2010, Margaret continued to travel and adventure, alone and with friends such as Melissa Aronson.
The last time that she and I traveled, we went to the Panama Canal together, and she was 85. At that time, she was 1 month after having had hip replacement, and she went zip lining in Colombia, of all things. So it kind of gives you some ideas. This is a person whose life was full. She was intellectually sharp. She loved classical music, and of course, did the program on KHNS. She had adventures, and you know, may we all just live our lives to the fullness that Margaret found in hers. She was a dear, dear friend, and I miss her greatly.
Margaret Piggott touched the lives of many people during her decades here, through the sharing of music, her writing, and blazing trails in the Upper Lynn Canal. Through all of it was her love of nature. Again, Deborah Schnabel.
Yeah, I think her relationship to nature, I think, was very important to her. And I do think that also established her personality in a lot of ways. She was a quiet but very forceful person.
Piggott was diagnosed with leukemia on Christmas Eve and passed away before the New Year. She was 90 years old. She was surrounded by friends who held her hand while the music of Johann Sebastian Bach played. Reporting from Haynes, I'm Brandon Wilkes.